I'm here to talk today about life after funding. I know it's a concern for everybody on one level or another. I'm also very ambitiously trying to fit 18 months of work into 10 minutes, so I may rush from time to time, so please forgive me. I do have some example materials in the back on that table, so if there's any questions I can't answer, please come to me afterwards or email me. There's some business cards. Anything you want to know, I'm glad to answer your question. I want to thank some people who are co-authors on this presentation. First, Marianne Bright and Candace Deaton-Maynard, National Cancer Institute Cancer Information Service. They were really critical to the entire project, Guidance and Support Unlimited, as well as Brenda Silverman, who's our resident research guru at Constella Group. She's brilliant. And I also want to thank Gina Woolery, who is our lead subcontractor, who's wonderful. I think we're all here for one reason today, which is sustainability. It's all about how we can make our messages last longer than our budget. That's what I'm going to speak to today. I want first to give you the backdrop of 1-800-QUIT-NOW. It's the context of my presentation today. We'll go into the development steps for sustainability. Then we'll focus specifically on promotion strategies and message dissemination, all in 10 minutes. So first, the Be a Quitter media campaign. There's a huge body of very convincing evidence that tobacco cessation services delivered through local quit lines are a very effective way for people to stop smoking tobacco or chewing tobacco. So we won't deal with that in this presentation. However, in 2004, the Department of Health and Human Services and the National Network of Tobacco Cessation Quit Lines formed 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And the reason for that was to provide a national portal for local services to be provided to anyone in the country. So anyone who wanted to quit smoking or quit chewing tobacco could call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. It's a great idea. Issue is, it's only effective if anyone knows about the number. If you don't know about the number, you can't call. So that's how Banyan Communications became involved. Our job is to create and implement a plan to promote 1-800-QUIT-NOW across the country. Our contract began in September 2005 and ran to 2007 in March. The challenge we had is, well, the contract's over, but how do we make sure the messages are reaching the target audience? How do we make sure we're still affecting lives with this positive message? So what we did is begin with goal setting. This sounds very simple, but in fact, it's a really critical point. Everybody at the beginning of a campaign has to have the same focus, the same vision on what we're trying to achieve. For 1-800-QUIT-NOW, it was about increasing the number of incoming calls to the quit lines, primarily, and overall increasing the number of smokers that were counseled. Without us having this minute vision and being able to focus all our materials and all our efforts in that direction, we cannot have a sustainable campaign. We'll miss the mark. Second step in development is a situational assessment. Now, funding will vary. Some people will have the funds to do quite a large, significant situational assessment, and others won't, and that's understandable. But on some level, you have to gauge a snapshot of the world around you. Who is your target audience? What's the rationale to reach that target audience? Are there any other campaigns? And if there are, what are they trying to communicate? The goal of all of those elements is that you will distinguish yourself in some niche that's going to be different from everybody else's. As long as there's a niche, there'll be a need for your presence, and you'll have a longer and more sustainable existence. Now, for 1-800-QUIT-NOW, we define the target audience as 18 to 29-year-olds, but we also had two subsets, the military and low-income. We also created a very empowering and positive message. It was determined there weren't as many of those messages as there were messages about why to quit. The stress was on your health. The stress was not on really practical, useful information about how. Next is formative research. Again, it depends on level of funding. No matter what, it's critical to get information from your target audience. Are these materials resonating with them? Is it convincing? Is it useful? Is it practical? Now, Sharon Wong is going to be presenting an abstract right after this one, and she's going to go very specifically into what we learned in the development of the campaign from formative research that truly fueled the materials and made a huge difference. The end product is what people told us they wanted to see, and that made the material much more possible to be sustainable in the markets. Next is the fun part, the creative materials. Creative materials need to basically be very compelling, and today, in a multimedia world where everything's blended, it needs to be usable. We need to be able to provide information that people have quick access to, that they can use quickly and effectively. Now, we created a family of media products for this campaign that vary from that list you'll see on the right. And I'll show you, this is a look at the campaign. It ran from earned media and public relations and PR all the way to electronic media, digital media, broadcast media, print media. So that list there gives you a fairly good idea. The reason for all this is that we wanted to reach our target audience in as many different ways as possible, because people use media differently, so we need to reach them in different ways. Affa, God's willing, this is going to play really well, and you'll see a TV PSA, and this is a 30-second TV PSA that we promoted the 1-800-QUIT-NOW number. Created a video, and this was a really critical and integral piece. This turned out to be one of the cornerstones of the campaign. The video was filmed with real quit coaches and real people who had called the quit line and quit smoking successfully from calling it. And the objective was to demystify that whole experience so that caller reluctance would go away and they'd feel comfortable calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Now, importantly, the user was in control of the video on the website. They click on a question, as you see listed down at the bottom of the screen, and those questions came out of formative research about what quitters want, what potential quitters and smokers want to know about the quitting process. They click on a question, and it goes automatically to that part of the video that addresses their question. So they're always engaged, and they're always in control. That also supports sustainability, because they enjoy their experience, and they're willing to talk to other people about it. Now, what I'd like to do is show you just a 48-second clip of the video so you can get a sense for the look and feel and content of this particular product. I'd like to make a little note about that video as well. Is if when you're promoting a quit line, if you can highlight the quit line coaches, the quit coaches themselves, they are so expert at and knowledgeable about the topic, but they're so sympathetic and understanding that the audience really connects with them and they get the message out, but they're also doing their job pulling people towards the service. So they were incredibly helpful and very effective tool for us. Now let's go right to the promotions plan. From the situational assessment, we were able to identify, of course, the target audience, but we also identified the key influencers, the people we had to go through to reach our target audience. So we created a marketing plan based on four tiers of influence, if you like, and what we did then is direct all our messages towards the people that would influence our audience, and those were direct-to-consumer messages, and an example of that would be, in fact, the TV PSA you just saw, and the website, and the educational video. It reaches out directly to our target audience so that they feel emotionally involved. Healthcare professionals, in our case, it was dental hygienists as well as dentists' offices, collaborative partners, as well as local partners, media, and press. The key to the plan is scalability. I can't emphasize this enough for sustainability. When somebody perceives there's a benefit for them to belong to or participate in the campaign, they're that much more eager to participate. So at every step of the way, we give people a choice and their level of involvement. We evaluate state quitlines readiness, for example, and created all these different levels of involvement, level 1 to level 5. Each level have a different amount of media so that they were only accepting messages that they had the capability and, in fact, the desire to have, which make them much more willing partners, which contributes to sustainability. Message dissemination. This is a pretty integral slide. I'm going to run through it pretty quickly, though. Everything on the left are those organizations and partners and collaborative relationships that were critical to help us get our messages out. And all the list on the right is the range of activities that they chose to participate in. This is a really important point to make. When you collaborate with organizations, think about water rolling down a mountain. You never ask water to go back uphill. You never ask it to jump off the mountain. We only expect and plan for water to go downhill. You may vary it from side to side, but it's still going down. It's its natural flow. When we look at partners, we look at their natural flow. How do they operate? What's their infrastructure? Do they reach our target audience naturally? Do they have to go out of their way to reach them? Sustainability, for that to really happen, we have to have our partners able to do this in their day-to-day life without changing what they do. And when the funding's over for us, it will continue and go on. The results of the collaborative relationships that we formed and all of the information I've just shared with you is that states continue to request and customize all these materials. That dedicated microsite that I showed you earlier on continues to provide information on demand, both to the smokers and to the states directly. Partners in these collaborative relationships in states across the country continue to download materials. It's an accessible, livable, breathable site. Even though the contract's ended, it's still fueling the information to the people that want it. The states are also leveraging the materials to provide them with a foundation of credibility and validity for their own advocacy causes, which is critical because they need that on the statewide level. And lastly, the smokers who want to quit, which was the target audience for this campaign, are doing that by reaching these materials on their own. Thank you very much.